Now, verse 4, he's beginning now to move down, and I want you to listen to him. I love the way Paul wrote this. I think Paul's a little embarrassed that we're reading this today, friends. But let's read on. He says, I thank my God making mention of thee always in my prayers. Here's a man Paul prayed for, and you can put him on Paul's prayer list. Paul prayed for him. And the thought here is that every time his name was mentioned, why, he prayed for him. And apparently Philemon is rather prominent. And he says, hearing of thy love and faith which thou hast toward the Lord Jesus and toward all saints. Isn't that a lovely way he has of expressing? The life of Philemon was a testimony. And if you'll notice what he says here, his love was toward the Lord Jesus and toward other believers. His faith was toward the Lord Jesus, and he was faithful to other believers. That's interesting. Verse 6, that the fellowship of thy faith may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. The life of Philemon was a testimony. Verse 7, for we have great joy and consolation in thy love, because the hearts of the saints are refreshed by thee, brother. In other words, Paul had great joy and consolation in the love of Philemon for other believers and for him. I've said this before, across this land today, there are many wonderful Christians that I've had the privilege of meeting and being in their homes and having fellowship with them. And that's been one of the greatest joy of my ministry now, as I not only broadcast, but hold conferences, just to meet some wonderful people today. And Philemon, if I'd have gone there, I think he'd have entertained me in his home. He was a marvelous individual.